In Shakespeare and the Courts, the specificity of the language that is used in rehearsal extends to the students' offstage speech. Kevin Coleman notes that their talk is riddled with the expression, "I feel like." He goes on, "If you are confusing your emotional experiences with your judgments, your work becomes vague. If you ask them, how did that feel? They'll immediately say, it felt good, or that felt bad. Both of those are judgments. So we never say, how did that feel, at the end of a scene, because it invites them to go to the judgment part of their brain. Instead, Coleman asks, did you notice any specific feelings that came up for you doing that scene? That way they learn to name emotional experiences. I felt angry when he said that. I felt scared when he looked at me. Becoming embodied and, for lack of a better word, enlanguaged, helps the actors realize that they have many different emotions. The more they notice, the more curious they get. When rehearsals begin, the kids have to learn to stand up straight and walk across the stage unself-consciously. They have to learn to speak so that they can be heard in all parts of the theater, which in itself presents a huge challenge. The final performance means facing the community. The kids step out onto the stage, experiencing another level of vulnerability, danger, or safety, and they find out how much they can trust themselves. Gradually, the eagerness to succeed, to show that they can do it, takes over. Kevin told me the story of a girl who played Ophelia in Hamlet. On the day of the performance, he saw her waiting backstage, ready to go on, with a wastebasket clutched to her belly. She explained that she was so nervous, she was scared she'd throw up. She had been a chronic runaway from her foster homes and also from Shakespeare in the Courts. Because the program is committed to not throwing kids out if at all possible, the police and truant officers had repeatedly brought her back. There must have come a point when she began to realize that her role was essential to the group, or perhaps she sensed the intrinsic value of the experience for herself. At least for that day, she was choosing not to run. Therapy and theater. I once heard Tina Packer declare to a room full of trauma specialists, "Therapy and theater are intuition at work. They are the opposite of research, where one strives to step outside of one's own personal experience, even outside your patient's experience, to test the objective validity of assumptions. What makes therapy effective is deep, subjective resonance, and that deep sense of truth and veracity that lives in the body."